Hello and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast, which every week shines a light on a brilliant bit of radio or audio. My name is Christian Hugill, and this week we are all about the 20th birthday of this radio station.
Amplifying black music and culture.
It's One Extra.
One Extra's 20th birthday
with
Trevor Nelson.
We're going party like.
It's Trevor Nelson back on Daytime One Extra, where I belong. It was on this day 20 years ago, One Extra became the first national black music radio station in the UK.
Yes, One Extra is 20. So talking to us this week is its Drive Time presenter, Rhys Parkinson. I wanted to get Rhys on because he's just one name in a list that consists of presenters, DJs, artists and more whose life has been changed by the station he was so desperate to be a part of growing up. So what was it about One Extra that led Rhys to become so desperate to be involved?
I sent an email to Clara Trevor Nelson and probably Sarah Jane Crawford. And I sent it to those three and I think a few more, to be fair. And Clara was one of the only ones to come back to me. And it always kind of struck a chord with me. And then when I met her in real life, I kind of had this thing where I'm not going to tell her that just yet because it might be weird, but I'll wait a few years and then I'll say, by the way, I sent you an email way back when. And yeah, I just wanted to post it online because I often forget, as much as I kind of focused on my own journey, as are all of us, kind of like, okay, what's next? What are we moving on to? You kind of need to kind of take a minute and go, well, where have we come from? And that email kind of, I was like, wow, I wonder if I still got that. And I searched and found it. And I was like, wow, this is like a real kind of new to the industry, hasn't got a clue what's about to happen, what he's about to embark on, but is really hungry and sees this kind of opportunity to just send someone an email and hope that they reply. And that's what I did, yeah.
What was it about One Extra that made 19-year-old Rhys want to get involved so much about the radio station?
So the radio station itself, I was like, you know, it's radio, so you can't see. I could hear that people were like me and had experiences like me.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, they were black. Yeah, they were black and there was different shades of black and there was different types of blackness. It's like a plethora of different black people. Because I think people often get confused sometimes. I think it's easy to kind of pile a whole group of people or communities or races and all kind of be stereotypical and think they're exactly the same. But the best thing about One Extra that I've found is that there's someone that's a bit like me, or there's someone that's a different type of blackness, or someone that has this relationship to blackness, or maybe their mum's black or their white's black, or their dad's black, or both of their parents are black, or they're from Africa, or they're from the Caribbean, but they're from this part of the Caribbean, or they're from Manchester, Birmingham, Kent, London. It was like this complete diverse radio station. I was like, yes, this is where I can kind of have my start in the industry.
Do you think going back 20 years, it really felt like, as a listener, because you weren't involved in the industry then, do you feel like the radio industry needed something that did that, something that better represented?
Of course. Going back 20 years ago, I would have been 8 years old. I just turned 8 years old. And I mean, God, you almost feel empathy for a lot of the people that were 28, but 20 years ago that wouldn't have had this radio station just launched and this was it, you know? I mean, of course, so much talent out there, musical talent as well. That's not even, I think I'm thinking selfishly from a broadcaster's point of view, but not even broadcasting, but the artists, like, where were they getting played? There was nowhere, you know? This is before kind of Channel U and things like that. One Extra was, God, I remember kind of the stories that I've heard from speaking to other DJs. They would have like a Dizzy Rascal LP get sent to them, or a white label they used to call it back then, and sent to kind of the BBC, and be like, "This, who's this? Dizzy Rascal? I will listen to this." You know, it's like, where else were them artists? Those artists got played because it wasn't on a lot of other radio stations. You know,
I feel like your journey into radio also says a lot about One Extra, and we're celebrating One Extra's 20th birthday. So, what was it like for you when you went into the station for the first time, and how did that come about after that email to the likes of Clara and those other presenters?
Yeah, so the first time that I got into the building, I was sitting in, well, shadowing on a show, and it's Nick Bright's weekend show that I was shadowing on. And that was because Jam Supernova, another DJ that is One Extra and has gone on to Six Music as well. She was at a community station I was at called Represent Radio, and I kind of just kept bugging her and was like, please, can I go to One Extra, just have a look and see how they do things? And she did. And I managed to sit in on Nick's show, and I just remember just being in awe of this place, that 8th floor at New Broadcasting House, and sitting on Nick's show and having my pass that only allowed me to go on Nick's show, and then kind of seeing Adele Roberts and being like, hey, you don't know who I am, but I would love to please shadow your show as well. And then I got to stay on and shadow Adele's show after Nick's. And I was just in awe, honestly. Like I just cannot believe sometimes who I'm speaking to, who I'm in the room with, and what I'm doing. It genuinely blows my mind, because it doesn't happen for a lot of people from, you know, Gravesend in Kent, you know.
What advice would you give to young radio presenters trying to get a foot in the door of a station that means a lot to them, like One Extra meant and still means to you? What advice would you give to them now?
Christian, mate, I think we might have to go back and forth on this. What would you mind starting? Because I feel like it's really, I feel like it's really hard now. Like this is so, like 8 years ago would have been, well, when I was 23, well, I got into the building when I was 21 the first time ever. So,
and you sent that email, because I've got the email in front of me, and you sent that email on the 3rd of December, 2013. And we're now in 2022.
So I was 19 when I sent that email, and I managed to get in the building about a year or 2 years after that. But I say that to say the landscape of media has changed so much now that it's evolving rapidly. What advice would I give? Well, of course, I'd say do the internship. You know what I did? It took me 5 times to finally get in, but I applied and I kept going for it, you know, so do that. But there's podcasting, there's so many different ways for you to have a voice now and express your opinion and make a living in broadcasting.
I suppose I look at your story and I admire your persistence and I admire your boldness in, I think people are sometimes nervous of reaching out to these figures like Clara, who I later got to know and realise she's just lovely. But you don't know these people are lovely, do you, when you hear them on the radio? So you get nervous about reaching out, but you were bold enough to reach out in the first place and make contact with people. I think that's really important. And then you were persistent enough to keep plugging away until you got to where you want to be. And I think that persistence is really important. And then I also think exactly what you said, I think finding your voice is really important, because as you say, there is podcasts, there is student media, whatever nowadays. And I always say to people, I don't suppose thousands and millions of people have to listen to it, but when you can play that to someone like you now, and you just hear that little bit of a spark, it might just be enough for them to go, this guy, this girl's good, and give them a bit of a helping hand. And I suppose that's what One Extra did for you. We're going really cheesy now, but it turned the dream into a reality.
Yeah, no, it did. It did. And just as you're saying that, it's kind of something that I'm doing at the moment. I'm actually going through like, well, who have I met since I've been on One Extra? Who have I interviewed? Who have I spoken to? You know, I went to Nahal Arthur Nyker's BBC Radio 5 Live. I had a book launch yesterday and I went to that. And like Nahal is someone that has been so kind to me the first day I met him at the BBC, but that's, you know, not on the same station, but that's someone who I just got chatting to, and that's now a mate, and that's someone who I can phone, and that's someone who I can send a WhatsApp message and go to his book launch and chat to him. And at the moment I'm kind of going through a lot of people that I've met and just reaching out, still doing exactly that same email, reaching out to them and being like, hey mate, like I would love to catch up and kind of get some advice from you, or get to what I want to kind of explore next in my career and stuff like that. And, you know, that's not really changed from my side. You know, I think that's one of the best things now, that you can reach out to someone and they might not reply, but they may. Mm. That's the best thing, you know? And I would say, like, just another bit of advice is really stay true to what you want to do. You know, when I first started and got in and got to One Extra, my whole life was, how can I go viral? What content can I make that's going to go viral? What thing can I do that's going to go viral? And, you know, if you grow up a bit and you change and your interests like differ, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And also, I suppose that fits into knowing where you want to be and knowing where fits you. And you felt that One Extra was right for you. How significant has One Extra been in terms of giving presenters like you a living, who, as you say, 20 years ago might not have got that chance, and giving artists record time that might not have got those plays, those national media plays? How significant do you think One Extra has been in the radio music landscape now it's 20 years old?
Oh, man. I mean, we can just speak of the artists that it's given, even if it's PRS to, you know, like rights for playing their music and getting paid for that, for starters. Being able to take risks on a national station to play an artist that's completely unknown. Giving us presenters a career, giving us a voice, giving us opportunities to work at the BBC, you know, from being at One Extra, I've managed to form a career at BBC Sport, and that kind of seems to go hand in hand, and BBC Three as well. And that wouldn't have happened, because where would have been my in, you know? It's, yeah, mate, honestly, it's been so great to, you know, let me do my first documentary for the BBC and Newsbeat, which would never have happened if I wasn't at One Extra. Like, I, the list can go on, you know. Like, you know, we make our own careers, don't get me wrong. And we put in the hard work to even get on there in the first place. But that platform allows a lot of people to really take advantage of being on there and really kind of do what they want to do and use their voice for what they want to do.
And there's so many people that have come through One Extra. And I noticed that in the week of the birthday celebrations, Nadia, who's the current host of One Extra Breakfast, Nadia J, she had the old breakfast show presented on. Yasmin Evans, who's now at Heart, and Trevor Nelson, who's still doing all sorts of stuff with the BBC, and Dotty, who's now at Apple Music. Really unusual in the radio industry to see all these people who've gone off to do different things on different stations, on rival groups, whatever, but they all came back to celebrate One Extra. That says a lot about the station and the warmth that it has amongst people, that the warm feelings that it must generate. It must mean a lot to people.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's like, you know, all those names that you mentioned, you know, we all connect because, you know, we've all got a similarity, and that's a relationship to blackness, and we're black. And, you know, I don't want to use that as kind of like a buzzword, but I mean, it's real. It's what it is. We have a connection, and in an industry that, you know, at times hasn't championed us a lot, it means a lot to know that there's other people in your position, other people that may have similar struggles, that other people that have passions for a part of culture that may not have had its fair kind of due when it comes to its position in British media. And I think, like, them lot coming back speaks volumes, like you said.
All right, so I have Twin B on the line, and I have Dotty on the line as well, our former One Extra Breakfast presenters. Right, both, how are we? We're good.
Very good.
Vibing.
Yeah.
Of course you are. You're not having to wake up every day like I do at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Man is rested.
All right, I've got a couple of people that are just like, they're losing it right now. So I want to say hi to Natalie. Said, I can't believe it. Two of my favourite breakfast show hosts on the show right now. Oh my gosh, Dotty, we miss putting things in the trash bag.
Oh man, same.
I looked up to people that had careers on One Extra and still do, like Trevor Nelson. You know, Reggie Yates was on One Extra. Viz as well, he used to do One Extra as well. Like, these are people that, you know, I look up to heavily, and just to know that I'm on a station that they were at or are currently at, like, is mind-blowing.
Now, I asked you a question earlier and you threw it back at me, which I wasn't expecting. So I'm going to ask you the next question, but I'm going to answer it first because I have a good answer for this, so I might as well use it. But I was going to ask you your favourite moments of One Extra as a listener in the last 20 years. And you mentioned the importance of the station for especially black people, not exclusively, but especially black people. At the time of George Floyd's death, there was the One Extra decided a bold move to do an hour of speech, and it did effectively a phone in on how people were being impacted by it, presented by Ace and Shawnee. And it was just, I remember listening to it in a taxi for some reason, but it was the most extraordinary hour of radio. And I just remember thinking to myself, I'm not sure you hear these stories anywhere else. And, you know, that says so much about One Extra. Are there any moments like that for you over the last 20 years as a listener that really stick out?
I feel like I'm stealing your answer here.
No, steal away.
I mean, you know, I was in a position to be on air during that moment of George Floyd. And I've never, ever listened to more impactful radio, like you said, and never had been a part of, you know, producing as much powerful radio as that. I just remember being on air and talking about it. And, you know, a listener sent in a picture that she had. Her name's Grace, Freya, sorry, a picture that she had drew of George Floyd, and she got inspired because she was listening to One Extra, you know? And yeah, that my favorite listener One Extra has been throughout that time and throughout the pandemic as well. I mean, I listened to Yasmin's show and I'd be like, oh, the solidarity that and the power that she brought to so many listeners was, when I look back, she's amazing, because that was incredible. Like, you know, I don't think, yeah, she gave it her all, and people needed that, you know.
She is a delightful human, a delightful broadcaster, Yasmin Evans. I'm not going to let you get away without a little bit. I want to read a little bit of the email we mentioned right at the start. Hi, Clara. My name is Reese Parkinson. I'm a 19-year-old student hoping to one day be a presenter on a station such as One Extra, like yourself. I listen to your show most weekends and find you a big inspiration. So all these years on, Reese, what would you say to One Extra? Now, all those dreams came true.
I would say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to grow. Thank you for allowing me to grace your platform. And thank you for allowing the dreams to come true of a 19-year-old kid that was so hell-bent on getting here. And to have the show that I have, I feel like I've gone full circle there and ticked off something in my life that I look back on and be like, wow.
We've gone very cheesy, but I think it's allowed, don't you?
It's allowed. Come on. If anyone can, me and you can, Christian.
I'm not ashamed to say it, you know. I'm not. I am a little bit in love with Reese Parkinson. What a man. You can listen to him Mondays to Thursdays from 4 on One Extra. And next week, you can listen to radio and podcast producer extraordinaire Alex Lawless from the production company Something Else. He will tell us how he turned the iconic Chanel fashion brand into a highly successful podcast. It is a fascinating listen. And if you want more from the Radio Academy, sign up to be a member for just £3 a month, a terribly reasonable price. You get access to more than 100 videos of recent events and loads more. Search Radio Academy membership for that. We are back here at the same time next week. I look forward to talking to you then. Bye for now.